Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero in the snow, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Talked a little Rockets. We talked about some of the weird stuff that we'd seen today, including AJ buying lady stuff for his wife and getting hit on by the girl behind the counter. That's my conclusion. Sticking with it. And we played some of Stu's call on Lance and John this morning,
yes,
which was pretty funny. So if you missed any of that, all available at podcastarena.com. Greg says, anyone who listens to The Blitz immediately thought of you guys after that call this morning. That's why it was so good to me. That show since Lance got on there is almost as good as yours. I love those guys. That's, if there was one show I was going to listen to besides this one, it would be that one. And that's really, I've listened to a couple times since Lance has been back. But I love those guys. I always have.
I wish their show wasn't on so early.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, when I'm out and about now, sometimes I drop the wife off at work, and if it's before 7, I don't get to hear it, so I just listen to music. But if it's after 7, then I'll listen to them for a few minutes. But I've just got nothing but respect for those guys and always have. So very happy to have them together again and happy to have them writing for Sports Map. Going to have Lance doing some stuff. John wrote something today. Those guys, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Despite what Stu thought. Yeah. I'd like Stu to defend himself, frankly. I'd like him to give me a reason why
Stu doesn't listen to our show.
Well, of course he doesn't.
Because he's already said that when did ESPN stop giving scores?
Oh, okay.
And if he listened to our show, he's known for a long time.
You want me to get some scores?
No.
5-3. 110-102.
Those are made up scores.
57.
Those are made up scores. That's not that game didn't even happen.
18-1.
You're full of it.
45-7.
Ooh. I had a Wagner +22 at Seton Hall last
night. Yeah, how'd that go? Because I didn't get a chance to bet it.
Seton Hall lost by 21.
Wow.
Never in doubt.
Wow.
Never in doubt.
Did you have Wofford against North Carolina?
No,
last night?
I didn't.
Boy, that was.
I'm not surprised though.
Yeah,
you know North Carolina. It's finals time. You know they're working really, really hard.
Well, right? Wofford's not garbage, right? I mean, they're
decent.
Last night, my play was obviously over on SMU Louisiana Tech, which I felt really good about at halftime. Except, guess who didn't show up?
SMU
at all?
Yeah,
and
that +4 and a half was way better.
That was the only saving. My big bet was on the over.
Yeah,
but I had
you got a little bit of a refund,
a little bit on La Tech, and then I had a little bit of money line on La Tech. So I still lost money because, you know, but I only wound up dropping like $50 in what would have been a $300 loss. So, I thanks for not showing up at all, yeah. SMU, and I knew they weren't going over when Sutton goes to the sideline and he's basically crying because it's the end of his last game with a quarter left to play.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks. Yeah, and what happened to Ben Hicks? Did he suddenly just forget how to throw a football?
Apparently. Chad Morris had the secrets.
I guess so. It bodes well for you, Arkansas. And actually, even in retrospect, I couldn't see them scoring that few points against Louisiana Tech. Even with the new coaching staff and everything. AKA says, even the inmates in lockdown 24/7 find out scores from the inmates passing out meals.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Okay, so who's out and has a job and they don't know the scores?
Maybe you're in the military and you've been out in the field,
okay,
for, you know, the last week.
But how are you listening every day if that's
you're not?
Okay.
You're not. I mean, but like that's the only reason I can think you. Oh, I finally got out from the field because like I used to. We'd go on like 2 or 3 week field operations, and I didn't have that was before smartphones, and I would come back and it'd be like 3 weeks of football that I'd have to like read up on and see what happened. So,
but even on the oil rig, you kept up with things, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had internet on the oil rig.
Yeah. Robert says some people must think ESPN radio means they can listen to SportsCenter in their car or something. Well, you know what? Even on Sirius, that's not what it is. If you go to ESPN radio.
Yeah.
But why would you want to listen to SportsCenter in your car? Do you even want to watch it anymore?
No one's watching that show anymore.
Some people are old school. There is
they are. Those people get the newspaper.
God, people still get newspapers?
Some.
Okay. Oh, man. Speaking of which, kind of a bummer, but found out today the guy who was in charge of our website when I was sports editor, he was assistant sports editor in charge of online, passed away suddenly. Guy was 50 years old. His name's Joe Conway. Great guy. Unfortunately, I lost touch with him after I left, but he was in charge of communications at HCC, I believe.
He's dead?
Yeah, he passed away. 50 years old. And the guy was a former...
50?
Yeah. Track athlete. He still ran. I mean, he was in great shape, so I don't know what happened. Jerome told me about it, and thanks to Jerome for passing it on. But my condolences to the family. He was a great guy, smart guy. We won a lot of awards with him. And, yeah, it's another one of those people I feel bad about losing track of because, yeah, I kind of cut off that whole group except for Jerome and McLean and, well, except for Jerome and McLean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Well, my old boss, Dan. But I really didn't keep track of anybody after I left. And I feel bad about that because he was a good dude. So that kind of caught me. And I hate this because I'm at that age now. We're about once every 2 weeks, I'm getting a so-and-so died message from somebody. I'm not that old, man.
You're kind of old.
I'm kind of old, but 53, I shouldn't be getting those.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
I shouldn't have guys younger than me passing away. So he was a good dude. So that was kind of a bummer. That was the only negative of today. That and the guy with his umbrella.
Right.
Which, what would you have done in that situation? Because I
would have just pretended like I didn't see him.
And just kept going?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I should have done. That did not come up in my Terminator list of things
yeah,
to do.
I just pretend like, oh, that guy doesn't, he's not real.
But that's such a dickweed move on his part. I mean, he was like pointing at me like, you stay away from me, sir. I'm like, what the hell? I've never run over a pedestrian in my life.
Yet.
Now I'm rethinking that.
I'm just like, yeah, I get it. I understand how traffic works.
Well, that's
I got the finger coming out of here the other day. Because like I said, traffic's a mess in the Galleria, especially around 7 o'clock. So I'm turning right onto Westheimer. And the light is green. And this guy is like jacking with a kid in a stroller at the corner. So, like, I mean, when the light turns green, the pedestrian walk right. sign comes on.
Right.
And I looked at them and they were like, okay, well, he's jacking with his kid. They're not going to like walk immediately.
So you can turn right.
I got a chance. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
Well, so as soon as I start going, the guy throws his hands up and gives me the finger.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. What if he'd had an umbrella?
I mean, I would have done the exact same thing that I did.
Well, but that's
just kept on driving because, and pretending like I don't care.
But here's the other frustrating thing is like, I'm always very cognizant of the pedestrians. So what drives me nuts though, is if the light changes like that and you're looking at them and they're not moving because maybe they're looking at their phone and you start to go and then all of a sudden they take off without ever looking up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of on the pedestrian too. You kind of have to be aware. And I walk a lot downtown and in Edo everywhere. I always make sure that the car sees me. And because a lot of times people aren't looking for you. And if I see them going, I'll wait, even though I have the right of way, because I'm not stupid. I'm not going to walk in front of a car. I mean, it does go both ways. And if you're doing something like that, and suddenly you look up, oh, light's green, I'm going to go. Well, is he expecting you to wait there the entire time?
I don't know. That's
especially on Westheimer, because if you miss your chance to turn on that, you got another 20 minutes there.
I don't got all day, bud.
Yeah. I think it comes down to basic.
I mean, if I hit your stroller with my truck, okay, give me the finger.
Yeah.
That's deserved.
Well, unless you want to get rid of the kid and he goes rolling down the street.
Yeah.
So.
God, everybody's talking. I saw the email went out today. But have you noticed, and listen, I'm glad that John and Lance are back together. I think it's great for our station. But do you remember the times when our show was like the featured show on the station?
Yeah.
Those times are gone. You realize that, right?
Not really.
Oh, they're gone.
Nah.
You didn't see today's email blast?
Oh, well, it's about their party tomorrow.
Oh, we're not having a Christmas party tomorrow?
No, we are, but they're having one in the morning.
But it's not the John and Lance Christmas
party.
No,
but people are going to show up to our party. That's the difference.
I think people are going to show up to their party.
Yeah, actually, they do. That was kind of my introduction to those two guys, was when they were doing the Klein's Christmas party. I think it was 2007, and I had just started here doing a show, and I went to that, and it was crazy. It was like a frat rage or something. So, but I bet we have some people show up at Nick's tomorrow.
Okay.
No, it's nice to have another flagship show. It is. It boosts the whole station. Now, we got some problems in the middle, but oh well.
Hey, did you see the big news?
Just kidding, guys. What's that?
Papa John is stepping down.
Really?
As CEO.
Uh-oh. Who did he fondle?
I don't know. He says, I think it's going back to the blaming the NFL players for declining pizza sales. And anytime the Ku Klux Klan starts like saying Papa John's is the official pizza of the Klan, like that's usually bad for business overall. But
I say, sir, that's why I like Papa John's.
I certainly do enjoy a good Papa John's pizza.
When I'm burning a cross in a front yard, I like to have fresh hot pizza to go with it.
You know who delivers it? They cook their pizza on the coals from a burning cross.
Oh, man.
Allegedly. He says NFL leadership has hurt Papa John's shareholders. That was back in November. This should have been nipped in the bud a year and a half ago. Papa John's later apologized for his comments, like the company apologized for John Schnatter's comments. The comments, of course, drew praise from white supremacists, and the company apologized 2 weeks later. Richie would not say if Schnatter's NFL comments played a role in the job change. So chief executive, the chief operating officer, Steve Ritchie, will become the chief executive on January 1.
Will he be on the commercials too?
I'm guessing.
Because I always think that's a little bit pretentious to be like a company guy on your own commercials.
Yeah.
But, okay. I'll make a bet with you right now. I bet within a month, sexual harassment.
You think so?
Oh, God, yeah. It's not the NFL comments. There's more to this. There always is. I mean, the company's named after him.
It's true.
Yep. He had some intern in a pizza oven.
Come on.
I'm calling my shot. Yeah, he didn't turn it on. He just said, hey, you think you know what'd be cool? Making love in a pizza oven.
I'm seeing this just across from Darren Revell. He tweeted it out about 20 minutes ago. Vince McMahon apparently has sold $100 million worth of WWE stock today to fund Alpha Entertainment, which he created in part to fund pro football venture.
He's bringing back the XFL, right?
It's
yes.
So great.
Or he hate me.
His kids are invested in the...
WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of run other stuff.
It's so great that Vince McMahon is basically going to light their inheritance on fire in front of him.
$100 million worth of stock.
Like if you, he's got how many kids? Two kids?
Yeah, he has two kids and Triple H basically runs the day-to-day now.
Okay. Imagine being one of those two kids and your dad's like, I'm going to put $100 million back into the XFL. We're going to get this thing going. Like, aren't you going, Dad, do you remember the last time you did this and you lost a bunch of our money? It's going to be different this time. It's not going to be different, Vince.
Well, wait. What's his net worth?
Oh, I can't.
I'll have the check.
I'm pretty sure that $100 million for him is tip money.
Probably.
Yeah, he's worth $1.57 billion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. $100 million, not a problem. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Here. Go ahead.
It's still better than 5% of your inheritance.
Ah, well. But the thing is, when you have that much money, you've got other interest-bearing assets and trust funds and all this stuff. They'll be fine.
You think they're doing okay?
They'll be just fine.
You think the McMahon kids won't starve?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the WWE's not going to stop making money.
That's true.
So,
all right, guys. Got to tell you about Triangle Energy, a born and raised in Texas company. They care about providing you a good, low electricity rate. They provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses altogether. Use promo code ESPN, you'll get a discount. And if you're in the CenterPoint territory, you can get the Smart Energy 36 plan that locks you in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. That plan also includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service. So you can ask your Ecobee to set a timer, read the news, adjust the temperature, and more. Triangle will even come out and install that bad boy for absolutely free. Give them a call. Check into them. 877-93-EAGLE or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. It's worth looking at. See if they can save you some money. TRIEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064 for Triangle Energy.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey, guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation. Fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we're going to have him on a little early today because he's gotten so important that we have to move him around. Our buddy Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Brad, how are you doing, my friend?
Excellent. And I promised last week where we don't have our regular scheduled time slot. So I apologize, guys.
So I wanted to bounce this off you real quick because I think you could dive into it a little bit deeper. And we've got a fairly sophisticated listening audience when it comes to gambling. But one of the things that RJ and I talked about on our show on SB Nation this week was how often you see big underdogs win outright in bowl games and some of the reasons for that. And I kind of wanted to get your take on that, about why that happens. And not that La Tech was that big of an underdog last night, but what they did to SMU was, you know, almost criminal. They probably should have gone to jail for it. But why do we see some of these big spreads where teams win outright in bowl games?
Well, there's a much higher variance when it comes to bowl games, and you're exactly right. Unlike the regular season, you don't want to be taking – you got to pick and choose your spots as far as playing moneyline dogs. I mean, winning enough against the spread's hard enough, and then when you shade in a little bit on the moneyline. But the reason being is motivation's a significant factor. Sometimes you get that rare instance where a team's motivated, the other team isn't. You don't get that on a normal week-to-week basis during college football. And you get coaching, unique coaching spots. You had one last night where Sonny Dykes gets hired 10 days later. He's coaching a team in a bowl game. Significant advantage there for Skip Holtz and Louisiana Tech as far as stability. You get a lot of different factors that you just don't see during the regular season. And, boy, case in point, let's look at it right now. First seven bowl games, dogs are 5-2 against the spread. Not only have they covered, all five of those dogs have won outright. It's the one time a year where I say, you know, if you're looking and you really like the dog, probably shade 25, 30% of your bet on the money line, because the chances of your winning are far greater than it is in the regular season.
I think that that philosophy is in play tonight again with Florida International. Temple barely got bowl eligible. Now they play in a little bit tougher conference maybe, but Florida International basically hit their home field. Or at least close to their home, and they're catching 7 points. I got them at 7.5. I feel like they could win that game outright.
Yeah, I'm with you. FIU to me is the pick tonight. I like their coaching advantage here. Butch Davis, 6-1 against the number in bowl games, did a tremendous job this year. And if you like betting FIU outright, well, they're probably the best outright team as far as pulling upsets in this entire college football season. They have 6 of them already this year. They're playing close to home. Now, Temple was a much better team in the last half of the season compared to what they were the first half, but I'm with you. I got 7.5. You can still maybe find some sevens out there. I'd shade the FIU not only plus the points, but also a little bit on the money line tonight. Would not be shocked if they won the game.
Yeah, and that's a team that, especially the last couple games, has really got its offense together, and that's one of the things that kind of gets lost here is this is a team that I mean, honestly, I think Davis has done as good a coaching job as anybody this year, turning this team around, and I love what they've done offensively the last couple games. But with the gap in playing, does that affect any of that to you?
You know, no, I don't think so. And I think a lot of times when you get a first-year coach, and if you have a younger team, it can be beneficial, the extra 10 to 15 practices, and you can get a lot of growth there where they can get a different look at some other guys, and he gets to learn his players a little bit more. So a lot of times, I like, you know, I'm a little leery as far as back and first-year coaches if I haven't seen any bowl experience from them in the past, but in this instance, he's been successful, and I expect, you know, FIU, who, like you mentioned, really got the offense going on those last two games, I expect that to be, again, the same here, and I think Temple's offense is going to continue to progress. They made a quarterback switch halfway through the season, so also leaning with the over with that in mind.
Speaking of overs, one that I like on the 23rd, Texas Tech, South Florida, over 67. South Florida's offense doesn't get enough credit because they do play pretty good defense. And I know this hasn't been the Texas Tech that we're used to seeing, but I like the over on this one. Tell me why I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. I like the over as well. Although the weather, looking at the advanced weather forecast, at least I was the other day, it didn't look good. It looked like some rain and possibly some wind. That's why I think that the line came down just a little bit from where it was a few days ago when it's sitting at 67.5. But, yeah, I love the consistency of South Florida's offense. I mean, their last 28 games, they've topped at least 30 points in 26 of them. Texas Tech's defense is improved this year, but they're still, you know, one of the worst of all the Power 5 teams. And I think South Florida, with Quentin Flowers playing his final game, playing in this same building that he had so much success on offense last year in the Birmingham Bowl, I think it's all or nothing. They leave it all on the field there. And I think when you look at Texas Tech's offense, you know, when you start looking down South Florida's weak schedule, and the only team that really compares is a Central Florida offense. And what happened in that one, that was a 49-42 barn burner. So, yeah, I definitely like the over in this one as well.
There's a game next week that I've had circled since the beginning, and I really love Utah -6.5 in the Heart of Dallas Bowl. It's going to be played there in the Old Cotton Bowl, Utah against West Virginia. West Virginia with no Will Grier. Utah's very good in bowl games, at least historically. -6.5, if I'm getting under 7, that seems like good value to me. What do you think?
Yeah, that's the way I'm going in that particular game as well. That's the only way I think you can go. Will Grier's not going to play. In fact, their 1,000-yard rusher Justin Crawford's also out for West Virginia. Utah gets the good news as far as Tyler Huntley, the quarterback. He's been upgraded to Pro Bowl. You mentioned Utah's success in bowls. Let's put a number to it. 9-1 straight up, 7-3 against the spread. That's what Kyle Whittingham is, one of the best bowl coaches in the country. There's only one way to go in that game, and if you're telling me I'm getting less than 7, Utah -6.5 is the play.
What I want to ask you about involves my alma mater, the University of Houston, playing in Hawaii against Fresno. And I'm on the Fresno side of this because – for one thing, I think this is a little bit of a disappointment for this team that had higher goals than going to the Hawaii Bowl. And they also haven't done it since, well, I think it was 12 years ago the last time they went to Hawaii. So none of these kids have been there. None of the coaching staff has been there and dealt with it. Fresno was there earlier this year and beat Hawaii. So they're used to that trip and all the things that come with it. Plus, Fresno's pretty good. I like Fresno here. Am I on the right side or no?
Yeah, I think it would be a better segment if I had some disagreement and we go back and forth. But, again, I'm going to agree with you. I'm on the Fresno State side. I would say the logical side, the great mind thinks alike side of this game. And you mentioned a lot of the key points. I mean, Fresno State's just played here early November. So, to me, it's more of a business trip for them instead of a pleasure trip. Houston with a first-year head coach and Major Applewhite. Be interesting to see how he handles it. I'll tell you who's handled things very well, Jeff Tedford this year for Fresno State. I mean, you look at the success that he's had. Three of their four losses are against the likes of Boise State, Alabama, and Washington, all on the road. And speaking of the road, man, Houston's offense, they haven't really brought it on the road. They only average 20 points per game. Fresno 6-0 against his Fresno underdog this season. Lean with the under, but also like Fresno State plus the points.
Well, gosh, I'm trying to find one we can disagree about. we disagreed a little bit last week on North Texas and on the over there, and that was fun and spirited, but it came out on my end, so that's my one win for the year against you guys. So there's that. So one other one that I'm kind of intrigued by for some reason is Kansas State UCLA, and I wonder what the motivation is for either of these teams, really. But the whole thing about Bill Snyder, maybe he's coming back, maybe he's not. I kind of tend to favor Kansas State here. Tell me why you're on the UCLA side so we can argue about that one.
Yeah, I'm not on the UCLA side. I'm on Kansas State. Bet Kansas State. I think the only thing that can happen here is positives for Kansas State and negatives for UCLA. Josh Rosen, line says he's going to play, but we'll see. I mean, if they get down in the game, do they pull him like they did against Washington? Is his mindset fully on finishing out his one game here, or is it starting to peak towards the NFL draft? And legitimately so. Obviously, he's going to be a top-five pick, and he's been banged up not only this year but also last year, missed half the season. So I think that's a negative. What could be another positive for Kansas State, what all of a sudden, you know, Bill Snyder announces that this could be his last game. I mean, that's probably worth a point in the marketplace. So I think Kansas State right now considerably at -2.5 before it goes to, in my opinion, to 3. That's your safe bet of the bunch in this game.
One more I want to ask you about real quickly is Wyoming, Central Michigan. Allen is going to play for Wyoming, and that line's jumped to 3.5. What is his impact in there? And he's also still dealing with some shoulder injuries, but he's going to play. Obviously, he's another guy who's going to go high in the NFL draft. How much stock do you put in that, and how careful are they going to be with him if he gets banged up once?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's worth too much here as far as what the line's being set here. I'm on the Central Michigan side. You know, I was going to be on the Central Michigan side whether he didn't play or he did play regardless of the line. He's had a subpar season. Number one, I wasn't a big Josh Allen fan to begin with. A guy can't complete, 60% of his passes in Mountain West play. Had an 1,800-yard rusher last year. Loses his top three receivers. He's only thrown 13 touchdowns this entire season. The offense in his 10 starts only averaged 278 yards per game. So I think he's overvalued as far as the marketplace here. The better quarterback that had the better season this year, Shane Morris, a former five-star who went to Michigan. He's at Central Michigan's last five games, 14 touchdowns, two interceptions. Central Michigan won and covered all five of those. Now, the blue turf scares me a little bit because Wyoming's used to playing there. So this will be a unique experience and a new one for Central Michigan, but they're definitely the play, and this is one where I'm dealing with a field goal spread. I'm going to shade in a little bit of money line also on the Chippewas.
All right, that's Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com. Always brings great information, and not because he mostly agrees with us. You can follow him on Twitter.
Mostly
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, at BradPower7. Brad, great stuff as always, my friend. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Guys, hey, each and all your listeners out there, have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
All right, same to you, my man. All right. You know, I kind of think maybe we all have sort of the same handicapping technique because we tend to agree with Brad.
Yeah.
More so than RJ, who we argue with a lot. But the three of us tend to agree on a lot of games, and usually I feel pretty good about that when it happens.
It's funny because in the NFL – and maybe it's because it's, you know, with college, you know, advanced stats and things like that, or it's kind of what you have to go on because if you're handicapping, because you can't possibly watch every college football team every week.
No.
It's just impossible. But with the NFL, my eyes play into my handicap, which isn't necessarily a good thing. RJ doesn't allow for that.
Right, right. I think it is a good thing sometimes. And with college football, that's why one of the reasons why I like that Tech South Florida over so much is those are two teams I've seen a lot of this year. And yeah, that's why I try to bet Big 12, AAC, teams that I know I'm watching and that I have a good sense for. Like Memphis next week with the over, I'll bet a small child on that because I've seen what that offense can do and what they've done over the last month. But yeah, you can't see all the games, and I think the value for me is in, you know, now that we've got some of these bowl games, there's not a lot of people that know. I bet you there's not 10 people out there who could tell you Butch Davis coaches Florida International or what they've done this year. And they just look at, okay, Temple, well, they're an AAC school, and last year they won the conference.
Right.
Well, they've changed coaches, and, you know, a lot has happened to that team. They're not close to the same team. And, you know, yeah, Florida International barely beat Rice early in the season. That's what people look at. They're just looking at the schedule. But if you look at what this team has done lately and how they've improved under Butch Davis, that's why I moneylined them tonight.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about him tonight. All right, maybe you want a circumcision for Christmas, Fred. I know you've been asking for it for many years. Maybe this is the year. If you're an uncircumcised male, you're at increased risk for many types of infections, STDs, penile cancer, and more. Now, Man Centers is the only certified practice in Houston performing the Shang Ring circumcision procedure. It's an adult male procedure. It's FDA approved, easy, quick, safe, and effective. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Recovery time way less than a conventional circumcision. The cost is way less. It's cleaner, less pain, lower complication rate, and a higher satisfaction rate. Typically covered by insurance. A common misconception, guys, is that you think you've missed an age window to have it done. It's not true. The Shang Ring procedure can be performed on any male at any age over 1 year. And a circumcised male's overall health benefits and hygiene are much better. Call Man Centers today and schedule a consultation. The doctors and staff will walk you through all the details and benefits regarding the Shang Ring procedure. In Houston at I-10 and Campbell, Pearland right off 288. Tomball on the Tomball Parkway. Go to mancenters.com to book your appointment today. Man Centers, men's health starts here.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, John, I don't usually do this. What are you laughing at now?
John said short segment here. I said your mom's short. Oh. Turned the mic on as I said it.
What was your response going to be?
Yeah, she is short.
Yeah, okay. I knew it. That's how I was reminding him that I knew. Oh. His mom is not a tall lady.
Well, I was listening to that commercial before we came back, which most of the time I'm not listening to the commercials because I'm running around or, you know, making inappropriate jokes with Beth, who was recording her show or something like that, right? Mark Klein sounds like Barry Laminack.
Does he?
Yes. Because at first I thought it was Barry. I'm like,
Here, Mark, we're wondering, what are we going to get her this holiday season? Something different, something wonderful, something affordable.
Well, at least you're thinking about Christmas.
He does.
He does sound like Barry.
Yeah.
Fine's Jewelry or text Fine's Jewelry at 832-316-1388.
Maybe that is Barry.
That could be Barry doing an impression of Mark Klein.
We couldn't get the real Mark Klein for the commercial, so they just said, Barry, will you...
Because it's almost a four-minute drive for him to come over here.
Will you pretend to be Mark Klein?
I think he did. I think that's what happened. Okay, so that's 2, and that is 5:40 p.m.
That one was weak, though.
Yeah, that wasn't really a burp. That was more of an annoyance, I would say.
My one earlier today was strong.
Yeah, that was a good one, man, because we really wasn't expecting it because we haven't had one in a while. And you just blasted that thing. That was world class, man. It's been a fun show. I think we should cut it off now before it goes to hell.
I'm down.
I mean, really, it's been fun. We've hit a lot of stuff. We've hit some sports. We've hit some non-sports. We've hit some gambling. I just kind of feel like if we keep going with the show, it might go downhill.
Yeah.
And we don't want that. I'm against that. 713-780-ESPN is the number. We've got a gym of the day coming next, but I think at 6 o'clock maybe we go through the NFL lines again. A lot of people are asking what we think of some of these games.
All right.
And so we'll give you a look at that. And I got some other stuff, too, that we can get to. So I think we can do gym of the day. We do sports/gambling. And, oh, by the way, Chris Paul out for Friday.
Okay.
So just so you know. Okay, was that...
Was that me earlier today?
That was you earlier.
Yeah, that was a top five all-timer.
That was strong.
Okay. That is one of the best ones you've ever pulled. How's that feel?
That felt good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel strong about it.
Okay. Because I kind of
feel disappointed my second effort was so weak, my follow-up performance, but...
Mm. All right.
It's what happens when you drink... I'm now drinking like...
What is that? Is that a Samuel Adams?
A Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Todd was like, oh, I iced down some Hoppadillo. So I drank a Hoppadillo, and then when I came back to get a second one,
they were gone. Of course they were, because...
And he was, and so it's either, I'm not going to brand shame.
Yeah, don't brand shame. Just say it was either something else or
a light beer that was ice cold or a lukewarm Sam Adams Oktoberfest. And I chose the latter.
I went with the vodka. So. All right. Quick break. When we come back. John.
Yep, I'm working on it.
Okay, I'm just saying. Now, she's probably in there getting drunk, so you probably need to get that winner's name, like, right now.
Okay.
It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, it's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, including A.J. Hoffman, Charlie Polillo. He'll have something up tomorrow. John Granato's got something up
today.
You ever
call Charlie Polillo Chuck?
I do not.
I think I'm going to try that.
We don't converse a lot. We go back and forth on email about his work, but I don't really talk to Charlie that much. If you're not on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now. SportsMap.com on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Can I give you guys a warning? Whatever you do, not try any of the kolaches that are in there right now.
They're a little cold.
Well, it's not that they're cold. It's also after 9 o'clock in the morning, so you're not supposed to have them. But they're all like crawfish etouffee and stuff like that.
Oh, I got a jalapeno sausage one.
Well, where was that one? I didn't get that one.
You have to look at the box. There were a couple in there.
Well, dude, what's wrong with crawfish etouffee?
It's horrible.
It's cold?
Yes. It just tastes really bad. But. Yeah. And that doesn't work for a kolache. I'm sorry. But regardless, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
All right, get a head start on the holidays from Zadok's and ESPN 97.5. All you have to do is log on to ESPN975.com, click on the Zadok's Holiday Head Start, tell us who you are, the number we need to call to tell you you're a winner, and what you'd like to buy at Zadok's Jewelers, and you could be our next $500 gift card winner. Plus, we'll announce the winner each day in the Zadok's Gem of the Day. Today's Holiday Head Start winner is... So, John, should I do this in the voice that this was probably written in?
Sure.
No, Lexi Sherrison.
Lexi, and I think it's Churan. I'm going to go with Churan.
Oh, I'll go with that, too.
C-H-U-H-R-A-N.
It's okay, because she's been notified already, so...
All right, well, congratulations, Lexi. So, I'm assuming Lexi is a she. Glad she won. All right, so, oh yeah. See, here's the problem. After I do that, I forget that I actually have to do the gym.
Right.
And we start talking about something else, and then the show goes on. It's like, oh, yeah, I got to do the gym of the day. So, here you go. You're probably a pretty good parent. I mean, I've been around you enough. I don't think you suck as a parent.
Okay, thanks.
I think John will be a good parent.
Probably.
And even if you're a bad parent, I don't think you would do this. Would you sell your kids for drugs and money?
This is where I know I'm not supposed to ask how much money and what kind of drugs.
Well, here you go. I'll tell you. Two Lancaster, California parents were arrested on suspicion of trying to sell their own kids in exchange for money or drugs. Vicente Calagaro, 38, and Sarah Nilsson, 32, were booked for felony child endangerment, child neglect, and being under the influence of a controlled substance. So they must have got some drugs somewhere. They were attempting to give or sell their two boys for money or drugs.
So what kind of drugs?
These people sound methy to me. It doesn't say, but I'm just going to go with meth. Would you trade your children for meth?
No.
Really good coke? Like high-end?
Ooh. No.
How about like somebody got some badass hydro?
No.
$10,000. Cash. One kid. You don't need to trade them both. Just the one you don't like. The one you like the least.
I'm just trying to think about long-term tax write-offs and things like that. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, that's not a profit. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
I think
these guys are playing the short game if they're selling their kids for that.
Well, if I went and created a new kid that I'm not really attached to, I'd probably sell it for a couple hundred grand. My current kids, I wouldn't trade. I mean, there's no way.
Matt says, can y'all quit pronouncing or mispronouncing etouffee? My ears are bleeding.
No, Matt. We can't. You're in Texas.
How do you say it?
Etouffee.
Etouffee?
Yeah.
I say etouffee.
I don't know, and I don't care, Matt. If you don't like it, tough.
John, what say you?
I thought it was always etouffee.
Yeah, that's what I've always heard.
Well, maybe you guys are right.
I don't know.
But I did live in Louisiana.
But who cares? Listen, just because you pronounce it a certain way doesn't mean it's pronounced a certain way in another state.
Either way, I agree that it shouldn't go in a kolache.
No, but it's like the whole tomato-tomato thing. I really don't give a bleep what you pronounce it or how you pronounce it in your little neck of the world. In my neck of the world, it's tomato.
And whoever says tomato is strange.
I've never heard anyone say tomato.
Or potato.
No.
Yeah, nobody says potato. Although, the English say some really weird stuff.
Yeah, but we don't care about them.
Well, I know, but it's like the Canadians also pick up some of that weird stuff. I was watching a movie the other day.
I don't care about you're the only one here who cares about Canadians.
Well, I kind of have to. It's like half.
I know, but that's you made that choice.
But I was watching a show, and they were calling a zebra a zebra. And it was in Africa, and they were supposed to be.
I believe I'd have to whoop somebody's ass if they said that.
Well, sir, it's not a zebra, okay?
I said.
In Georgia, we do not call it a zebra, sir.
Zebra.
It's a zebra, and if you can't pronounce it correctly, we're not going to let you in the state. It's that simple. But, I'm hearing that, and I'm going, like, what the hell? And did it bother me? Did it make my ears bleed? No, it irritated me a little bit. But I have to think, okay, this is based in Africa, and these were Kenyans calling them zebras. So maybe that's how they're supposed to be pronounced? But I'm watching the show in America, so therefore, it has to be zebra.
Yeah. I'm a zebra guy.
I am too. Jong?
No, zebra sounds a little cool.
Although, I don't know if I've ever... When's the last time you used zebra in a conversation anyway? Like, when's the last time you said, hey, did you...
That stupid zebra in the Steelers game made this horrible mistake.
Okay. Yeah, probably. I don't ever do that.
I don't either, but somebody did. Keith says, what are your feelings on Z being Zed? See, I didn't know what the hell that was. My wife does that all the time. Like, when she's talking about the letter Z, they call it Zed.
Well, I've never heard
of
such nonsense.
And I'm like, Zed's dead, baby. Yeah, and because she'll sit here and go, like, I don't know what it is, but it'll be like a license plate or something. And she always calls it Zed. And I find that irritating because I don't know who the hell. The only Zed I know is from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
And all I know is he got the medieval treatment. So therefore,
Zed's dead.
Yeah. You can't refer to a Z as a Zed. That's the other thing that they do that irritates me a little bit, just between us. They put U's in words like behavior. They add a U to everything.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
I mean, and honor and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And she's like, well, you have a U in your name. You should like it. And I'm like, not really. If it were up to me, my name would be a lot simpler.
Your name would be Freud Fowler.
No, it wouldn't be Freud Fowler. It would be Fred Four.
No, it'd be Fred. It'd be Freud
Fowler.
Well,
if they're adding one, but I don't want to add one. I don't want to be a Freud.
Canadian Fred, you'd be Freud.
No, I don't want to be Freud.
But there's another nickname.
That's Canadian Fred.
I don't need any more nicknames.
Freud the Canadian. Add that to Wiki.
Tell me about your mother.
Whoever runs Fred's Wikipedia page, feel free to add that now.
Don't add Freud. Come on. It's not all about the penis. I mean, I'm sorry. You've heard our sessions with Beth. I'm not a Freudian in any way, shape, or form. Fraud, maybe, but not a Freud. All right, guys. Hey, I got to tell you about Texan Scan Academies. And they change lives every day. What they do is they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. And these are good kids, man. Some of them just needed transportation. Well, they get them bus passes. Some of them actually needed glasses. They get those. And so many of these kids, they get that opportunity. They run with it. They do great things. But they need your help. They need the Blitzer's help. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, you can help. They need your donation. And by your donation, they're talking about a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a tractor, anything, any vehicle. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter if it's got flood damage. They're going to come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible. And the best part is you donate today. Tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call. And listen, so many of you guys have stepped up. You can be the next Blitzer to do it. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.